T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Well, today is the day. There's excitement in New York City. People have flown in from all over the USA to see the big victory parade today down the Canyon of Heroes. And I told you, Daily News has this great wraparound. They have on the front page of today's New York Daily News, they have a drawing of the Statue of Liberty holding the soccer ball and the trophy up.
The wraparound page. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's got the jersey on there. And, of course, who's on top of the whole deal? You know it's our very own soccer fan, Mr. Brad Blanks.
Hey, Scott, Patty, Sue, how you doing, guys? Yeah, it's unbelievable here where I am. I've been here for the last hour, and it's quickly filling up with red, white, and blue. It's beautiful. Speaking of Statue of Liberty, there's a lot of those wonderful Statue of Liberty head crowns that the young girls are wearing today, covered in red, white, and blue sparkling. So it's beautiful to watch. A man's passing me in red, white, and blue overalls right now. A grown man. He looks wonderful as well.
I love the pictures you sent us. They're fabulous.
Yeah, it's just a really good spirit here. I'm on the corner of you've got Murray Street and Broadway. This is the entrance at the very end of the parade. So by the time the women's national team is going to get to this section, this crowd will be chewing at the bit to get to look and hopefully cheer as loud as they can for their favourite soccer stars, because they will then turn in to City Hall, which is beautifully set up. It looks like it's full of pageantry, full of American flags. It's a beautiful thing to watch, where they're going to be honoured at 10:30 a.m. this morning by the mayor.
Yeah, it's kind of funny too, because we're talking about earlier, I said, get Brad in here, going to talk about the parade, then, you know, it doesn't start until 9:30, but all the pomp and circumstance and all the people, all the characters are already in place.
Yeah.
That's right. It's already in place. It's beautiful to watch, too, because you'll see a lot of clumps of, like, four, like, 10-year-old girls just sitting on the sidewalk, and you'll see their mother or father about 2 yards away from them. And there'll only be one mother or father, so someone's had to put their hand up and say, I'm getting up at 3 a.m. this morning and driving the young lady into New York City. So it's a wonderful affair watching these young girls getting ready for this big moment to see their idols.
First up, we got Tom from Long Island. He's all dressed up and lined up for the parade and excited to meet the team.
Brad Blanks, and I'm here with
Tom.
Tom, describe your outfit.
I'm wearing a USA Gold Cup kit from our last Gold Cup. It's got blue and red stripes on it. I'm wearing an American flag armband. I got a nice USA hat on with some pins. It's a good time.
How long have you been out here so far?
I've been out for about an hour now, give or take.
Right, gotcha. And who are you most excited to see in this parade?
Honestly, everyone. Megan Rapinoe's my favorite. Yep. Love her, so I can't wait to see her and her come by on the float. Hopefully they're all holding the trophy and going as crazy as we will be.
And where are you from?
I'm from Long Island.
Long Island. And what's your strategy during a parade? What do you do? Do you whoop whoop or?
Yeah, just cheer, hang out, have a good time. It's been a while. The Giants parade in 2012 was the last parade I got to go to, so it's been a little bit. So, you know, we got to work back into it.
So you love a good parade.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. New York's very good at throwing them, too.
Gotcha. Do you think your position here, you're on Park Row and Broadway, or you're at the finishing end, the end of the parade?
This is where I was for the last Giants parade. This is where all the party was. This is all the fun. Everybody had a great time here. This is, like, my parade spot. Yep.
If Pino looks you in the eye, how will that make you feel as a man?
I'd feel pretty dope, because she's a world-class athlete, and having someone actually see me like that would be pretty sick.
Right. Touching? Are you allowed to touch?
No, that's...
no. Jeez,
you know,
Brad.
Consent and everything, that's a big gray area. That's a big no.
What about if they touch you?
High fives, yeah. High fives all day.
High fives, good. Good answer. Oh, yeah. You're a good man, and well done, mate.
No problem, man. Thank you.
Leave it up to Brad.
Wow.
Gee. He's in there.
You're going to touch her?
You can tell that he's a pretty conservative gentleman.
Yeah.
And you're going to grab her?
Yeah. I, Yeah, I did. I mean, it's always good to touch the shoulder of one of your idols.
You don't
grab
a handful of somebody like that. Sorry.
No, no, can you imagine?
He decker.
Can you imagine how the ladies feel right now?
Yeah.
In the hotel, all of a sudden, all of them have been, you know, transported into a completely different place.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
People are screaming their names, and they got pictures of them on the walls in their bedrooms and all that kind of thing. And yeah. They're on television. They're booked on these late-night shows, and they're headed out to be on the ESPYs.
And a perfect day for this, too.
Yeah. Yesterday was unbelievable for them. In the afternoon, they got to retire to a hotel rooftop swimming pool, the Jimmy in Soho, the James Hotel. So lounging there, and then they went from the pool, little mini pool party they had, exclusive to them, onto a gentleman called Rick Caruso. He's an LA real estate billionaire. His private yacht is currently out in the Hudson.
It's
Invictus. It's a massive yacht, and they all got aboard of the Invictus last night and had another party. So these ladies are definitely having a wonderful time in New York City.
You know, that's a great rule. Always have a friend or a fan who's a billionaire.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, unless it's the wrong one. Then we got a 10-year-old young lady named Finn. Her and her family drove all night from Ohio.
And I found a young lady covered in red, white, and blue. What's your name?
Finn. Zero.
Explain your outfit.
Well, I'm just showing USA right now because, well, they're just amazing team and I like them.
Why do you love this team so much?
Because they work as one team and they show pride in their effort.
And which is your favorite player?
I like Alex Morgan because she shows her attitude on the field. She's a strong worker and she's just a good soccer player.
And how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
And where are you from?
Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, and you've come especially for this?
Yeah.
Oh.
We drove all night and just for this and then leaving soon.
And how's your soccer skills going? Have you been practicing in the backyard?
Yeah. I'm a goalie and I play for GTSC Toledo Club Impact. And yeah.
And who's the big star from Ohio? Ravel?
Yeah.
And what was it like when they won on Sunday?
It was amazing. We were all jumping up, and I'm like, woohoo, we won the World Cup.
Well, you have a spectacular day.
Thank you. You too.
How about that?
That is a well-spoken kid. Wow.
Yeah. How cute is
Only
she?
Only 10?
We drove all night from Toledo.
Woo-hoo.
See, Brad, you're right. There are people who do the you woohoo.
By the way, Scott, the Invictus is available for rental. So if you want to take us out on a big show cruise, it's only $620,000 a week if you want to rent
How
it
much?
For $620,000 for a full week.
Get Rick on the phone right now.
Thank you.
Next up, Brad's talking to an 18-year-old girl named Eliza.
What's your name?
I'm Eliza Smith.
And where are you from?
Beacon Falls, Connecticut.
How far away is that?
So we woke up at 3 this morning and took the 4:15 train, got here like 6.
Wow, you're committed.
Oh yeah, we're so excited.
So what's the game plan then? You're in a really prime location here.
Yeah, I don't know, wave my sign around. I'm very excited.
Explain your sign.
My sign, I have Alex Morgan sipping the tea and Megan Rapinoe doing her signature like arms out pose, saying that maybe they'll let you celebrate this.
Good.
Four stars.
Oh, good, good, good for you. All right, so when they come around this corner, how do you want to convey your message, express yourself to the ladies?
Probably going to yell a lot, tell them I love them.
Right. Gosh, do you reckon you have got a good spot?
I heard the fire truck is moving. Right. There's a fire truck in front of us. So that should be good.
Yeah, hope.
They said it was a trusted source, so we're hoping that moves. And then, you know, jump the fence and get as close to that as we can.
So you're 18 years of age?
Yes.
So this is all new to you?
Yeah, this is exciting. The last time they won in 2015, you know, I didn't have my driver's license yet, didn't have that. So we couldn't make the venture on our own.
Yep.
But now we're here and ready 4 years later.
So can you suggest some cheering for me? What sort of cheering?
Let's think. Shannon, do you have any? My friend Shannon.
Shannon, anything? Like,
just as loud as possible, probably.
Team USA. Yeah, probably, Team USA. Yeah,
a lot of red, white, and blue.
All right.
Four stars, maybe four fingers.
Stars. Four fingers. Four fingers. Four stars.
Definitely that.
Gotcha. Well, you're a great, great American. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you so much.
Isn't that funny? They all know about the, you know, the English teapot there.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
And, of course, Rapino's arms outstretched and all that. All right, Brad, wonderful. Good job. We'll talk to you in a little while.
Talk to you later. All right,
thank you, my friend. It's CBS FM parade coverage on the Big Show.
Radio.com.
Checking in from the parade route this morning, Mr. Brad Blanks. Hello, Bradley.
Scott, how you doing? Patty, Sue.
Hey.
So there's already a crowd building up, I would understand.
Massive crowd. They're out here from early hours this morning. They were lining up, and it's beautiful to watch the red, white, and blues just fill the Broadway. It's wonderful. Now, I've actually made my way into City Hall, so they've had the white deck chair set up. There's probably room in here for about 1,000 people, and this is where the team will be honoured at the end of the parade. They swing through into the Tweed Building. Now, Patty, do you know your historical buildings out the back there?
That's a Boss Tweed Building?
Boss Tweed,
correct. Yeah, and they go through there. There's a basement tunnel, and then they pop up. Now, there's a back door to City Hall, and that's the key in the back door. There is actually the key. A replica is going to be given to them. That's the official key to the city. Is really the key to the back door of City Hall.
So. Okay. Now, are they going to be out in, I guess, the front or the back on that big, you know, that big porch or that landing that they always show up on?
That's correct. Yes, they'll be out there on that porch, and they'll be very proud girls. It'll be filled with fans in the front and us media types at the back trying to get a glimpse of them. And, they all get a key each, which is going to be a wonderful ceremony to watch. But as you said earlier, Scott, it just must be an amazing feeling for these ladies, which is they've been plucked out of the south of France in Lyon on Sunday, thrown on a jet, and it's just been parties, interviews, hysteria in New York City for the last 48 hours for these ladies.
I just had another thought. Could you find out if the mayor is up yet? He has a tendency to oversleep. And I'm wondering if he might be running just a little bit late for the event today.
Good point.
Right, he's a bit of a sleeper-inner, is he?
Other day he had a big meeting, and I think he said his alarm clock didn't go off. I'm the mayor in New York City. My alarm clock didn't go off.
Making America late again.
Yeah. All right, now Brad ran into a 10-year-old girl named Charlie. Where's Charlie from?
Charlie's from Virginia. She's driven from Norfolk, Virginia. So, what a woman with her family. Her mum drove her up. She's here. And she was dressed like Alex Morgan in the beautiful white soccer outfit. So, wow. She looks great.
I'm here with
Charlie.
Charlie, how old are you?
10.
10. What to explain your outfit to me?
Well, my favorite player is Alex Morgan. So, I'm wearing her jersey. And then I have some, like, socks that match and stuff, but yeah, so I'm wearing her jersey since Alex Morgan's my favorite player.
So how was it for you on Sunday watching the game?
It was exciting, and I think that they played tough, and it was very aggressive, and I liked how they all, like, I like how they played that game because they were tough.
Gotcha. So you love the toughness of these amazing ladies?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Yeah, and what does it mean to you as you grow up? You know, how does it make you feel as a young lady?
It makes me feel good because, like, I really do. Like, when I grow up, I want to be like them. So watching them makes me feel like inspires me to work for it and do more for it.
Today, what's your strategy today as you see them come past here, you know, in the Parade of Champions?
I'm just excited to see them. Yep. I'm really excited to see.
Can you teach me how to cheer for them, what I would need to do?
USA, USA, move your hands.
USA, all right, good. I'll be that guy trying to cheer as that. Well, I hope you get to see them, and I hope they wave at you. Is that all you need, is a wave?
Yes.
Yeah, well, thanks so much. And where are you from?
I'm from Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk. Well, thanks for coming to New York City.
Yeah.
All right, have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Has it occurred to anyone else on the show that Brad communicates better with like 10 or 11 year olds.
Small children.
Than he does with grown adults.
Yeah, he gets a lot out of them.
I love the picture of you two with your fists in the air chanting.
It's
really cute.
I think we should post these up on our Facebook
page. Oh, absolutely.
That Tom guy, the guy that you wanted to manhandle, Tom, he seems like a nice fella too.
He's got a 10 or 11 year old and then drunk people.
So right, that's true.
That's your specialty. Everybody's got to have a specialty.
Sweet spot.
Right.
All right, thank you, Brad. We'll talk to you in a little
wonderful.
While.
You're wonderful.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.